What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
You sound positive as hell today.
I'm just feeling good. I've had some quarantinis. There's some kind of good news about Clippers basketball. I'm just excited to win this, 2019-2020 championship.
Love to see it. Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah.
In case you didn't know, we are currently sponsored by Built Bar. Go ahead and check them out.
Been living off those things.
They're pretty tasty. Go ahead and check them out. That's builtbar.com. Anyways, today we have a heck of a show lined up for you, as I alluded to. We're going to be kicking things off with a talk about the Rooks. If you're new to the show, we generally do like kind of a freshie segment on Mondays.
For sure. When there is basketball.
When there is basketball. When there is new news on the rookies and it's not all speculative.
Yes.
However, today we've got a few speculations for you.
I got some things I'm worried about.
And we like to talk about the development of both Man and Fee. And then we're going to get into some of Doc Rivers, brilliant politician.
He's got some Corona concerns.
Yeah.
Like, teams are opening up this Friday. Things are kind of weirdly coming to a head right now for some teams.
He has some very valid concerns on Corona. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about, just the whole reopening situation, which if you're listening to this podcast right now, things are already open in states where stay at home is relaxed.
Missoula, Montana just opened up the mall. If you are listening, Missoula, Montana, you didn't
know that.
Everyone's
favorite NBA team in Missoula, Montana.
Yeah, the Missoula nobodies.
And then we're going to be wrapping things up with some shavings. So there is possibly some news on the salary cap and how that could be affected. There's some fun news on Patrick Patterson, or scary news.
He's losing his mind, I think. I'm going to be honest.
You look at it. And so all that and more coming up right about now.
So, yeah, this first segment, I was thinking about Man and Fee. There is the Man versus Food series on Twitter right now, which is Terrence Mann just making some pretty good-looking food.
I just watched Julia and Julia recently.
Yeah.
I wish they'd gone more of that kind of.
You wish it was Terrence Mann learning the Julia Child's cookbook?
Yes.
I wish it was Terrence Mann going the Ratatouille route, where he had a pet that he was trying
to teach her a rat how to cook.
Yeah, that'd be a good time. But so I was thinking about Mann and Fee's development during Corona.
Are we limiting this conversation to only during Corona?
Well, it goes deeper than that, because up until is this whole year just a wash for them? That was kind of my thesis question for the end of it. But is this whole year they weren't needed to produce? We in no way needed our rookies to truly do anything.
Yeah. So, I mean,
is this whole year just the William Updike
redshirt
preferred
year?
Redshirt year?
I mean, I'd fully agree with that. I think that this will end up being a redshirt year for both guys.
Yeah, because they're not going to play when it comes back.
And when things are going well, you're really not going to see either of these guys unless they're going too well.
Well, it's it's like Doc's quote about Joakim. It's the same quote about Joakim, where it's like you're not going to see.
Yeah, and so I guess my thing with that is, I definitely bought into the idea that we could see possibly some meaningful Man minutes.
Which they tried.
They have tried. He did get a start.
Yeah, got a couple of them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Only two, if it was more than one.
It did not go well.
It's not a lot.
It's never gone well.
So my thing is, Fee, to me, was always a pretty raw prospect.
Yeah, okay.
And I like that. I mean, I think that if you're in a place where the Clippers are and you're getting the picks when you trade away some first-rounders.
Yeah, a couple, yeah. Why you gotta bring that up, Doc?
I mean, you you have to plan on some kind of raw developmental talent, and I think that
which they have been planning for, too. Angel Delgado, we've drafted these kind of,
totally
raw guys.
Who have been really effective in the G League. And I think that that's, the best you can hope for is something that you can build on. And you look at teams that do it well, and when you're able to hit on one of those kind of guys, it really pays off dividends, even if they just soak up some rotation minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for
sure. So I think that I, as a fan, especially coming off of the 18-19 season and having a couple of phenomenal rookies, you know, three phenomenal rookies.
And even 17-18, I think Clippers fans are also more accustomed just being like, whoever can contribute, go ahead and contribute.
For sure.
We do not care where it comes from.
Yeah, and I mean, we're just in a situation now where, you know, We don't need it now, and I don't want to say that these guys don't necessarily have the tools to succeed, but there isn't the time for development.
The attention for them. They have the tools, they just don't maybe have the attention.
Totally.
In terms of flow. Yeah, so like, the positives of kind of everything to me was like, more film study, which I think is a big thing for Terrence.
With the current situation.
Sorry. Yes, obviously. Yes. Yeah. With the shelter in place kind of during all of this.
Definitely.
Huge for Terrence for like defense and whatnot. And I like that the Clippers are still doing these Zoom meetings. So they're still being like, they're not getting that, like, who knows what 5 years ago, even a break like this would have been like for NBA rookies.
Popcorn. Just eating a lot of popcorn.
Just hanging out. Yeah. Like, I like that there's still the Zoom. And like, everything I've read about Zoom meetings, mm-hmm. be it an article from the NFL, the NBA, whatever, is that overall, it seems that players being more comfortable in environments where they're watching film and having team discussions are more comfortable giving input and doing things like that.
I hope that they're staggering them or breaking them up into groups, because I got to be honest.
They got it. There's no way they're
15
not.
15 people on one Zoom is too many.
It's horrendous.
If you're listening to this, you've been living through this thing. I'm sure that you've been in a situation where there's too many people on one Zoom.
And you're just talking over each other.
Yeah. Or not talking at all.
Yeah, you're just kicking it. But I like that that's there. Like, Definitely. It's a nice environment. I think for rookies, too, it's a good environment to be like, maybe this is their, you know, so the majority of their time watching film and having film sessions as rookies might truly end up being during shelter in place, right? For their whole year of this season.
Oh, I mean, with how long the break has been.
Yeah,
for sure.
So the timeline of them studying film is done more so in a comfortable environment.
100%.
So it might, I hopefully think, helps their film watching in the long run of having this comfortability and being like, oh, I can watch this at home and still get something out of it and maybe more because you're just more in your own space.
Totally. That, and I mean, you know, just Nolly healing off of that.
Absolutely.
I feel like you have a better opportunity, and obviously it's up to them to take it, but you have a better opportunity to
ask that question. Yeah.
It's a time where, I mean, you know, they're as not busy as you are.
Yeah, Lou Will is getting delivery from Magic City for lunch. So you
can truly ask, you know, someone that you respect or look up to, you know, like, how you can improve your game, or, you know, how it is that they do this specific thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something that you could do. So I think that that's like a definitely unique opportunity that, you don't get, even if you're, let's say you're, you know, even best case scenario, you're traveling with a team and not getting minutes.
This was their scenario.
Which,
yeah.
You know, that would be best case that they're traveling with a team. Otherwise they're with
for
the
sure.
G League.
Good call.
You have sort of unlimited access to these resources. And obviously, you know, like I said, the caveat is it's up to them to use them. But I do think that the availability of our vets has been documented as being pretty
open.
And
they're open vets.
Yes,
yeah.
They're open vets. So I think that that just compounds with kind of the redshirt year of, like, you know, the vets have the same amount of free time as you. So you can truly, they're an open book.
Yeah, that's a good call. The negatives, like, there are obviously negatives. Like, both of these guys need time.
100%.
Like, Fee.
Oh, man. These guys more than almost, like, anybody on the actual squad, because they don't have their sea legs yet.
No, not at all. Like, Fee, obviously, everyone listening to this, if you're still listening to this podcast, by the way, with no basketball, appreciate
honestly,
you.
Honestly, yeah.
Huge ride show. Or die right
we
there.
We say appreciate you at the end of every show, and we truly mean it.
We truly
Thank you so much for listening.
Terrence, like, and it's funny because, like, Fee just needs to understand how strong he is as a human being, and he will be unstoppable. I think
he's gotta get bigger.
He's close, like, he does, but also, like, if he doesn't know how big he is.
I do agree with
you
that.
Know what I mean?
I
like, you watch Fee playing, like, dude, you really don't know that you could kill this guy.
And the combination of the size and the range, I think I think the range can mitigate some of the size issues that he has on the offensive end.
And the range is being encouraged.
Yes.
The range is being encouraged by truly every level of the organization. It's a running joke with the starters on the clips that he has a green light. So, but like for man, it's like he needs work on off-ball defense, which kind of...
That's impossible to practice in quarantine.
Yeah, like you can watch as much film, but you're not out there.
You know,
like,
what you can do, though? Ask Pat Bev to break down.
You can fly on over to Pat Bev. And so, I guess my final question for this segment is, does it matter for the rookies' development that there is this break? I think no.
I think only in a positive way.
It's a perfect storm for it for me to answer no, because we don't need rookie like contributions.
Totally. No. I agree. It's not necessary in any way, but I think that the break for these young guys can truly only be positive.
And it's maybe a nice thing too to be like, remember that first part of the NBA season? That's what the rest of your career is going to be like. Take this time to hopefully improve.
Definitely.
Whew. You know what I'm thinking? This break is going to make Shea such a better pro.
Oh, man.
Right?
I mean, why do you got to hurt that?
I'm not, you know, come on. We're just all having a good time. I feel like Jadakiss is why part two would be, there'd be a bar in there about why did the Clips have to trade away Shea? Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not wrong. And all eight fans of us, like all eight fans,
oh, yeah,
would be crying. We'd be in
yeah.
tears.
Coming up after this, we're going to be talking. There's a great Clipperholics piece kind of on Doc's Corona concerns written by Matt Chong. We're going to be talking that. But first, Will, look. You know me quasi well.
I'd say so.
You know that
I'd say after a decade, I know you fairly well.
You know I eat pizza, chili dogs.
Garbage.
Truly, what is the one thing you've seen me eat maybe in the last week and a half that has not been a delivery food?
Built Bars, baby.
I like them.
They're good.
I'm going to say.
Why do you like them so much?
I have a hierarchy, and that is salted caramel
okay.
and chocolate, number yeah. one.
Interesting.
Just a good-ass flavor combination.
Yeah.
There's kind of some, like, crunchy things in there.
I like chocolate peanut butter one.
That's my two. So, you know, one man's trash, another man's treasure. Good for you. I'm glad you're enjoying the chocolate peanut butter. For those of you who are maybe doing some home workouts, I have a home exercise bike that I knock out an hour on every time I feel bad about what my body looks like. You should check out Built Bar.
They're healthy.
They are healthy. They are also, I truly think the biggest, we all know that these are all healthy bars, just bars in general. These are
all bars.
These are tasty bars.
These are tasty bars. They're healthy bars.
Jadakiss has tasty bars. Built Bar has tasty bars.
They're great for the health conscious guy, whether you're trying to lose or maintain weight and indulge in a delicious treat.
Go for it. You can check out BuiltBar.com. Go to their direct website. Don't go through a middleman who's going to charge you some weird-ass tax.
Do not.
If you ever see MM tax on your taxes, that's a middleman tax.
If someone says they're the plug on Built Bars,
they are not.
They're probably not the
truly,
real plug on Built Bars.
Richard Built Bar II is the only plug you'll find on Built Bars. So go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON, all cap letters, one word. You'll get $10 off your first order. One more time, promo code LOCKEDON, all cap letters, one word. $10 off your first order at BuiltBar.com.
All right. So, Doc Rivers, I don't know if I'd say outspoken politically. Maybe outspoken politically.
He absolutely speaks his mind, and I will say that I agree with, at this point, 100% of his views.
You ride for Doc.
I have not been, he has not said anything that I have been against.
Which, as a older gentleman, I feel like is impressive.
As an older gentleman, yes. As Doc Rivers, makes total sense. He's an absolute fantastic human being.
That's true. So in a recent interview, he had some things to say about Corona.
So Corona has everything kind of fucked up. He did not just say that. I just said that.
Corona got me fucked up.
Look, first of all, Corona got me fucked up. So some states are opening up.
Yes, the relaxed stay-at-home orders. You and I are both from Montana. State
yes.
is wide open now, I believe.
I never knew anyone wanted to even hang out there. And now everyone wants to go there. But it's very odd. Doc had some valid concerns, I think. He had an interview. Matt Chong, at Matt Chonger
Yeah.
Fantastic Twitter follow if you want some good times.
Great dude.
If you just want some good times.
Good hang.
Hit up Matt Jonger. And also read everything Clipperholics is publishing right now.
Yes.
If you think we don't have a lot to go off of, Clipperholics, read them, support their ad, everything.
They're bringing you the content.
They're bringing you the content that Clippers fans truly need. In an interview with David Aldridge, Doc Rivers said, "I'm not smart enough to know what this virus is or does. We do know it affects most people when they're in a group setting, and it doesn't affect you at all when you're by yourself, you know? We already know that. Listen, I'm not young." And then in parentheses, The Athletic decided to put 58, so y'all remember how not young Doc is.
Oh, he's but only 58? Where'd he go?
Dude, NBA coaches age wild. Like, it's a hard... Like, you're up every hour. Like,
if Doc told me he was 48, I'd be like, all right, yeah.
I mean, that's fair for sure. And then he added,
"That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying."
He goes, "I'm not young, but I guess I'm young enough. I don't know. Would I say I do it without fear? Of course not. You've got to have some fear in all this until there's a vaccine. No one can tell me they're going to do anything and feel comfortable doing it. I just don't know how we get there." I agree 100%.
Yes.
As if you're listening to this and you're not a California resident, there is this weird thing where it's like, truly, until there is something where everyone's tested, there is this idea of, and I think about it when I think about the NBA coming back, of mm-hmm. it takes one player.
Truly. I mean, that's and all we have that's two, all it took to start the thing, right?
And we have literally the best player in the league.
Yep.
And the, depending what side of the bed you wake up on, another top 10, top 5 player in the league.
Lou Williams.
Zoo, but yeah, sure, Lou works as well. It's just this thing, and like he alludes to, like, not every coach can even be at this opening,
nor should they.
Assistant coach Armand Hill wants to get to work, but according to Doc Rivers, he can't. Fuck. He said he could be one of the guys that's doing it, but he's not going to do it, and he's upset. He wants to go to work, and I said, "Well, I understand that, but we're not going to let you do it. We just can't. I can't live with that." Does this just...
Armand Hill's getting upset!
Want to buy a computer? Does this just feel... And part of this is just maybe not so much positive Chuck the Clippers fan, but Charles Mocker, the human being.
What do you got?
Does this just feel like a shitstorm waiting to happen from, like, every angle?
What you mean, wanting to go to work and...
Well, not everyone has this. Like, I'm sure there's players that agree with Doc, which of course they should, because you, like, if you don't have some inkling, if you don't have some inkling of concern about going to a large group gathering on totally. When we're recording this,
yeah,
May 10th, 8:17 p.m., what's going on? Like,
What is leading to your ideas of safety?
Yeah, like, and this is just an open-ended question. Like, I subscribe and have for my entire life the ideology of look good, feel good, play good.
Okay.
Say you look good going up to the practice facility.
Naturally.
You're Jermichael Green. You're in an all-gray Nike tracksuit that looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
It looks great.
You've maybe been crying on the way in. Who knows?
But that's the thing. But you don't feel good. You're probably not going to play good.
That's fair.
And for all you grammar people, I know it's play well, but that's not the saying.
This is a lot of grammar. Get out of here with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this just feels, I don't know. I'm not going to say too soon, but if it's a limited workout thing, it's like, I don't know. If Doc's not, I want Doc to be there for everyone, but I also don't, if that makes sense.
I got to agree with you, man. Like like you said at the top of this whole thing, like, it just takes another player for everything to kind of revert back. I just
think...
Think
of a locker... Trez, like...
I just think the benefit, honestly, until we know more and until there can be full testing and, you know, best case scenario, some sort of vaccine or something, like... I got to be honest. I feel like the returns are so limited. I don't if we're, you know, we're not going to see basketball in the sense of the NBA.
They might not even make a plan until
playoffs,
like June.
Right.
Like there's still time is the thing.
That's the thing. So it, like if we're not going to see the NBA as we know it, like in an actual competitive state. I gotta be honest, to me, the rewards of people returning to like team training facilities, where you know there's some questions about the validity of the safety,
or even when it might come back.
Yeah, like what I mean, to me, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, I have kind of these like same just personal concerns.
Every player can work out at home.
Yeah, and well, so I will. I don't think that every player can.
Every player can work out at home.
They can work out in some capacity.
Yes.
I will say I like just as a personal, just you know, human concerns. I have the same thing of the kind of the second wave issue of like, so if these fools are asymptomatic. And like everyone's getting tested, there just still feels like too many question marks.
There's a lot of question marks.
And also, I don't think anyone got worse. Like that's the funny thing too, is that like during all of this, like no one got worse.
Truly, I mean, like
except for Reggie Jackson, maybe because he was only on like the best tear.
He was on a tear.
Professional life.
I mean, I guess you know, like there could be some atrophy or there could be some rust. And obviously, you know, rhythm is such a big thing, and staying in that. But I gotta agree with you. I would really be hard pressed to name a player that I think would be getting worse from getting some extra rest,
especially on the Clippers.
And it's not just rest, because I feel like I say rest, and it sounds like guys are like sitting around on their ass at home or whatever. Like these guys are all still working out. And they're all still watching
Trez
film.
Trez was ripping that tree out of the ground. Like, no, I think it's
ripping
just,
some other trees too. Maybe you know what I mean.
That's just me. You feel me? Now, I mean, yeah. There's just. I mean, I understand Doc's concerns, 100%. And we are in. We're also in a city where.
To be honest, I feel like they're validated.
They are validated. We're gonna see what happens on Friday. We're gonna have some hopeful updates and whatnot. Let us know what you think about this at Locked On Clips. I'm going to put this as a caveat, though.
What do you got?
If you're going to tweet at Locked On Clips about how you have, quote unquote,
links,
some links to check out about how serious the coronavirus is, just don't worry about it. Just don't tweet it.
I'm going to hit you with the too many links.
Miss me with that bullshit.
Miss
many
me
links.
With the links.
For the Portlandia heads out there. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking some fun stuff, some lowered salary cap. Patrick Patterson has some very quarantine-ass musical taste right now, and some shout-outs. But first, Will, do you read books?
Sometimes, yeah. I think it's a little monotonous, though. It takes too long.
How would you, like, what service, have you found a service or anything that's helped you figure these?
Well, the thing is most services
books
are just normal books.
Normie-ass stuff, yeah, for sure.
But Blinkist is a little bit different.
Blinkist. What? Say the what?
Blinkist, they will give you sort of an abbreviated version of the book.
Love it.
Which, you know, CEOs, hundreds of books a year.
Which we both are.
Hundreds of books a year.
No time to waste at Chuck Industries.
And if you want to read like a CEO, you should definitely check out Blinkist. And right now is the perfect time. They have a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Try it for free for 7 days. Save 25% off your new subscription. It's great. You can listen to entire books in, you know, a period of minutes.
Period of minutes.
Yeah.
At most 15.
At most 15. And you can gather all the useful information. It's nonfiction. It's kind of self-help stuff. It's stuff that you need to improve.
They got a book on blunts. Did you ever roll the best blunt in the world?
It's true.
Which is great. Read it right.
It's only a minute long.
Only a minute long. Check out Blinkist.com/NBA. Try it free for 7 days and save 25% on your new subscription. Right after this, some shavings.
All right. So it's time for some shavings.
Welcome to Shavings. Clipping.
Speaking of shavings.
What's up?
This guy's not shaving his mustache anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The mustache.
We haven't talked about this on the pod yet.
Look.
But
okay.
Positive Chuck is growing the strongest mustache that he's ever grown in his life. And this is no discredit to you. It's not the strongest mustache I've ever seen.
Of course not. We've all seen Tom Selleck. You feel me? Look, I have a mustache going on right now that, other than my new interest in fitness, is the most surprising thing about me living in this quarantine. No, I have a mustache. It matches If you've never seen me, I have
dark hair,
very dark brown hair, curly hair,
very curly,
borderline afro. Some would say, I guess I can pick it out. I mean, I'll show you my freshman year picture. And then, so I have very dark hair, and then I have blonde eyebrows and facial hair.
Truly, truly the blondest eyebrows. Your eyebrows are even blonder than your facial hair.
I would say terrifying looking.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I'm a bit of
a weirdo.
That's
reductive.
I've had multiple coworkers ask if I dye my eyebrows. No, yeah. Is the very quick answer.
Yes.
The follow-up is, you've known me this long. What struck you?
What would lead you to believe that I dye my eyebrows?
Oh, the guy who smokes a bunch. Yeah, anyway. No, the mustache's going good. I'm glad you brought it up. I hope the listeners, you know, if you have any thoughts on it.
We're talking shavings. This is. I feel like this is pertinent.
No shavings over here. This shit, like, dude, I'm going to put some, like, hair dye or something on this. If this thing was, like, jet black.
Vote if you think, get at Locked On Clips or at Charles Mockler or at Will Duff, like, if you think he should dye his mustache. I think that he should not. I think that you should keep it growing.
I think
it's
going to
look great.
I look like the chillest art teacher you've ever had in your life.
Oh, interesting. I was going to say, like, a stats teacher.
Stats too, dude. Math is diet.
Math is
diet. I'm just facing a butt right now.
Anyways, I'm sorry about that. Anyways, it just seems pertinent.
I appreciate
it. It's prominent.
I'm a little, you
it's
know,
looking
I'm
good. You know what? If whatever you're doing, if you like the show, maybe reach out to Charles Mockler at Locked On Clips, at Charles Mockler. Say, hey, great mustache, dude.
They haven't seen it, so I don't want anyone to judge something they haven't seen. I'm a little sheepish about it. Anyway, let's get to some real news.
All right, so Mark Berman of the New York Post said sources all but confirmed the salary cap would be lower next season.
We got the Maury stuff. We got Corona. Like, that makes total sense.
My question is like, what does lower mean? Like, what does lower mean? Does that mean $2 million?
Yeah, give me a percentage.
Does that mean?
I want a percentage. Like,
$50 million? Like, seriously, truly, I do not know what the range is.
Well, so they said that fan revenue is 40%.
Yeah. Oh, the cap can't lower by 40%. The players union would revolt.
I know that the cap can't lower by 40%, but can it lower by 20%?
20% even seems so extreme to me.
But Daryl Morey made China mad. Coronavirus has put the entire thing on hold. We're not going to have fans. Maybe is. It's not insane to think maybe 20%. This is also two fans speculating. This is just like,
oh yeah, totally. This isn't necessarily based on anything. Just more of an open conversation. If you have any thoughts, go ahead. Send those over.
What does it mean? Let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
But I mean, I think even 20% would be detrimental to the entire.
It would, but so do you think they're just going to ask owners to make up the diff? Because who makes up the difference? It has to be the owners, right?
Why?
Because they're billionaires, and where else is the money going to come from?
So
is that a dumb answer?
My thing is, no, that's not a dumb answer at all. But my thing is if the player cap is lowered, I mean, owners are already paying that anyways, right? So my thing is, if
it's a bad solution.
If the salary if the salary cap is going to be lowered overall, I think you have to start to remove some of the taxes for going over, like, you have to remove some of the luxury taxes.
Yeah.
You have to remove some of those extra fees that teams pay because just to get the players, I don't know, if you want to come back to competitive basketball, and especially in the terrible situation that we can't finish this season, if you want to try and resume with any sort of, like, competitive
goodwill. I think it's just goodwill. Yes. I don't think it's anything else other than goodwill. Dude, think if you're Trez. Trez is screwed. It's horrible. Trez has played the best basketball of his life the last 3 years.
Yes. And
he's played the best basketball.
And, like, exponentially improving every year.
Yes. And, well, that's what I mean. And he's played the best basketball of any sixth man other than the sixth man of the year last year, and is maybe the sixth man of the year this year. And he has to deal with the year that he is going to be a free agent with a lower cap.
I don't know.
Whoever offers him the most money, and I mean this sincerely, he should go.
Take care of him.
take care of your. It's the same thing with Boban. What Pop said to Boban when Detroit offered Boban that contract or whatever, he talked to Popovich how he didn't want to take it, and Popovich was like, "Are you a lunatic? Like, what are you doing?" Like,
I don't know. It's
this throws a big wrench into some Trez stuff.
I agree,
because he deserves a giant contract for how he's played.
It's really difficult,
and I mean giant by relative. Like relative, like from what he had, like
it's really difficult, and obviously, I mean, all players' salaries are informed by what the cap is, but I think, I don't know, I think if you're gonna circumvent some of that, and I understand not wanting to raise the cap because of some issues with the income, you have to waive some of the luxury tax stuff. I think that there's no other honest way around it. And I think that it's, I mean, because the thing is if you're the NBA, I mean, truly, I guess you can cite the competitive spirit of the game, but, like, truly other than that, what do you have to lose by, like, eliminating some of the luxury taxes?
Just letting some
teams
use
You can't tell me that
guys.
The luxury taxes are a significant enough amount of income that it matters for the NBA as an organization.
And then, so the cap, real quick, we got to wrap up some things real quick. But so the cap is lower this year. Which also means the cap will not be as high as people thought it was going to be the next year.
100%.
And the class 100%. And the class next year is PG, Kawhi, Giannis.
Yes.
It's maybe the best free agent class ever.
Well, and the thing is, yeah.
There's just so much shit.
You've been structuring these contracts on so long. And I realize that there's always outliers. Like you look at the 2016.
Well, the outlier is the
pandemic.
You look
at the 2016 year, too. Where like the cap spiked and everybody was like, "This is gonna happen forever.
$70 million.
This is gonna happen forever. We can give anybody however much money we like." I still think that that's different than a cap lowering. You know, like I think a cap.
The cap staying the same is so much chiller than the cap lowering, because the cap lowering is exponentially.
I think so.
I have been just running cities into the ground on this game called Cities Skylines.
Sort of a Sim City situation. I didn't know what it was either, so I'm just explaining.
But when the budget goes double negative, when you go from breaking even to just nothing, you're just like, oh no, this okay, yeah, we're screwed. Like,
well,
oh, we're owing now. Like, but the Clippers are in the best position of any NBA team for that situation. We'll pay.
I get that.
But that's a discussion for a different pod.
A different time. And the other thing is, just one last thing on this,
sure.
Is like,
then we got some fun stuff.
This is a Clippers show, and obviously we're Clippers focused, but I like competitiveness in the league. I like a high level of And
tell you what, the Rockets owner needs this.
And the thing is like the smaller market teams, if they lower the cap and luxury tax is still what it is right now, are gonna hurt the most.
Yeah, like Phoenix. Like Phoenix is doomed.
Yeah, Phoinx.
If they keep it the same.
You know, like OKC, even a couple years ago, they had to break that whole thing up. I mean, who knows?
Who knows? Well, that's the only thing about the cap. That idea that they just need to take away the penalties,
they
that makes
just,
total sense.
If they just take away some of the luxury tax stuff, I don't see how it's not just fine.
We got two quick things before we wrap up. Patrick Patterson the other day was jamming out to Crazy Town's Butterfly. On Instagram, he said, "Had this song stuck in my head all day," and he just took three story things of him just jamming out to it. Hoodie on.
Nice.
You think he's doing okay?
Shoot at shoulders. Shoot at shoulders.
Bro, that's a not doing it okay move to me.
I gotta agree with you. That is. Oh,
I've explored some YouTube holes and some music, but I have not gone down the Crazy Town.
I gotta be honest with you right now. One of the most embarrassing purchases I've ever made in my life is this album, the Crazy Town album, in which the song Butterfly appears on.
Yeah, Patrick Patterson's favorite song.
I had heard the song a couple of times. I liked, oh man. To also pre-preface this, I was like 10 or 11 years old. I did also like the artwork on the cover, which is like,
feels like you're digging yourself a hole that you don't have to be digging right now.
It's bad. I'd read a couple interviews with the band, and I like the aesthetic.
Okay, you did more research into Crazy Town than anyone ever had.
I liked the aesthetic, and you know what? I was so freaking wrong, and I was really dumb.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Patrick Patterson. I'm going to give you
the QP, the quarantine pass.
I'm going to give you the quarantine pass. I'm going to give you the double eyes of blindness. I didn't see it.
Bro, is that a spell?
No, I'm just saying I'm covering up both my eyes.
The double eyes of blindness.
It's
a
my
spell?
Eyes.
Did you just
I'm not cursing
like a
him.
Spell or some weird shit. No, I'm not. I didn't think you were. I was like, the double eyes of blindness.
I'm hitting him with the double eyes of blindness.
Is that
I'm
a Yu-Gi-Oh card?
You're fine.
The double eyes of blindness sounds
I'm
like
he's fine.
The card
you know
play.
We all make some mistakes, and sometimes right. when you're alone by when you're alone for too long, right. you make some questionable decisions. All
right, double eyes. True blindness beats out blue eyes white dragon and Will's Yu-Gi-Oh deck. Shout out Patrick Patterson.
Shout out Patrick.
Living his life in quarantine. We're about wrapping this up. We want to give a shout out to these people who know who they are. We want to give out to Shelly.
What's up?
We want to give out to Chris Wild, Hank Ditz over at Clipcast, Film Cricket 55. They've been giving us love during the slow ass time. Like, check out Clipcast's podcast. When things come back, they have truly they have some solid locker room interviews.
Yes.
They are there. Film Cricket 55, hope you're doing well. Shelly, hope you're doing good too.
Absolutely.
We cannot wait to just like have real news.
Yeah. We can't wait to have real news. I feel like we're inching towards that.
We're closer. We're getting closer. Truly, every day is closer to Clippers basketball.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that we're marching towards it, like, in the right way. And it feels like that so far. So
hell yeah.
I think that's
hell
good.
Yeah.
So, anyways, for Wednesday's episode, we're going to have a great guest.
Fantastic. Sabrina Merchant's going to join us. We're going to be taking some Twitter Tuesday questions as well.
That's right. Please,
send
if you want.
Those
yeah.
in. Have a chance to have your question answered by a truly legitimate accredited writer.
Yes.
Not just
not just a couple of friends.
Couple of buddies. And then, of course, whatever else happens from now on in Clipperland and the NBA, we're getting closer to arenas opening. We hope everyone's having a good time. We hope you're enjoying the quarantine, you know?
Yeah.
Checking out some new movies on Netflix.
Yeah.
If you haven't, if you're still listening, for some reason you have PS4, check me out. Swag Train, all cap letters, one word.
Yeah. Also, if you're bored or looking for new stuff to watch, I'd recommend Criterion Channel. They do a 14-day free trial.
Okay, we're going to cut all this out. Get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We truly appreciate you. Stay safe. Have a good night.